This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is a rare jobs day indeed where that is not our lead story. But about that, two things to say. Number one, today's unemployment report came to us a day early thanks to the holiday weekend, so we're out of sorts to begin with. Also, number two, the numbers themselves are extremely meh. The economy added a couple of 100,000 jobs in June, 223,000 if you're counting, and the unemployment rate dropped slightly to 5.3%, which was all of it less good than anybody was expecting. As often happens, though, the devil is in the details with the unemployment report, specifically something called the labor force participation rate, the share of working-age people who have a job or are looking for one. That participation rate has dropped to its lowest level since the late 1970s, which is either A, worrisome, or B, completely to be expected. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson tells us which.
If you're a teen looking for a summer job, things maybe got a little better than last year. But for those of us who are quote-unquote prime age, that's 25 to 54, deep breath, dramatic pause. The Economic Policy Institute's Elise Gould says there are a lot of missing workers.
So potential workers who, because of weak job opportunities, are neither employed nor actively seeking a job.
Over two-thirds of those missing workers are prime age.
It's just a sign that the economy is not that strong, and they don't see a place for themselves in it right now.
And for baby boomers, we know they're working longer than before, but not enough to make up for those who are now retiring, says Gary Bertless at the Brookings Institution.
The fact that at age 65, more and more people are participants and more of them are employed, well, that might be a surprise, but nonetheless, it's a small offset.
Moving from age to gender, men left the workforce in June in big numbers, continuing a multi-decade trend. But after steady increases in the 90s for women, their participation rates have also fallen in recent years, says John Sylvia, the chief economist at Wells Fargo.
Maybe that oftentimes the female is the second breadwinner, and the cost of her going to work, taking care of the kids, the marginal tax rates just don't provide the incentives for the second breadwinner, whether male or female, to go out there and get the job.
In other words, the size of the American workforce, it's facing some headwinds, both economic and demographic. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.